This Radio Days Africa podcast is a recording of a live radio show broadcast on the Voice of Wits during Radio Days Africa 2021. Click to radiodaysafrica.co.za for the full 5-show series and other great content.
ICU, Nicole Elokin featuring DJ My Borisa and Gabza the Small right here on Vow FM 88.1 saying Bella Ciao. So, do you even know what that means?
I don't know what Bella Ciao means, but the first time I heard this song
was on Heist.
No.
Okay.
I was at the Groove.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, why does this sound so familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Only to find out that when I saw my friend watching Money Heist.
Yes.
And
am I the friend?
Hmm?
Am I the friend?
No, you're not the friend.
I feel like I put you into Money Heist, but okay, that's a story for another day.
Yeah. Yes, I did watch it and I finished it. But then later on, somebody else was watching Money Heist.
Okay.
And then it rang a bell to me. It rang a bell. Oh, actually, the song that I heard in the Groove was coming from here.
So the original version was
Virgin,
from...
Virgin, yes.
Yes. The original version was from Money Heist.
Yes.
So Bella Ciao means goodbye, beautiful. Bye-bye, Bruce Lee.
Ah! That's not what we're doing right now, though. We're not saying goodbye. We're not saying Bella Ciao.
We're not saying goodbye, but we are talking about languages in the second hour, which is what I found interesting when it comes to... this is an Italian name or word. It's an Italian protest that originated in the late 19th century, sung by... sung by Mondina, who works in protest to the harsh working conditions in the paddy fields of North Italy. That was quite interesting. So I look forward to the conversation that we are going to be having today about the different languages. And it's just that not just me and you that are having this conversation. We are joined by a guest presenter, Ujon, all the way from...
DRC.
Democratic Republic of Congo. John, how are you doing?
You're doing okay. How are you? Good. It's so warm in the studio.
Yes, it is warm. Very, very warm. The aircon is just flourishing.
The aircon.
Yeah, I can sense that.
How's the weather that side? We are freezing here.
Yeah, but because I heard virgin and virgin, so I was a little confused.
No, I think it's that time when I was back announcing the song, yeah, Bella Ciao, gets me that's the virgin.
Yeah. And it's a Friday.
You know, we are bound to make those mistakes. It is a Friday, but we're looking forward to it. We're getting into conversations about language. And we know that one language that is dominant in your side of the world is French.
Of course.
I think let's start it off with like a nice French sentence or a nice French hello.
Take something Frenchy.
Bonjour.
Oh, that one.
Comment ça va?
Oh, yes. Take me now, Jean-Pierre.
Good morning and how are you?
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Good morning.
So when I say voulez-vous coucher à ce soir, is that French?
Yeah, yes.
What are you saying, Moshe? What do you mean? What did you say? What does it mean?
I actually don't know. It was a song when I was growing up. It was a song.
Look at you.
And I somehow found out very later, Oguti, it's actually French. So that's when I picked it up. And I was just like, oh, well, here we are. So what does it mean, John?
It seems like, So can you come again in French? Because I heard like, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Yes, that's the one. That's what I said.
Oh.
She's definitely going to say that's what I said.
So you want me to be bold? So you want me to be bold with the translation?
Let's rather not do that because of BCC.
Just keep it safe, you know.
Let's keep it safe.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so 17...
I mean, so wise.
17 minutes past 10 o'clock. We are in the middle of conversations with John all the way from the Republic.
It's Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yes, all
Kinshasa.
The way.
Kinshasa.
There we go. He said it himself. So, John, tell us a little bit more about the struggles that you are faced with when it comes to language, because I think right here in South Africa, we don't get a sense of learning more of our own home languages. So the one dominant language that we are forced to learn, which is the most common language that we speak amongst ourselves, is English.
Actually, it's a really controversial issue, because you know, before Independence Day in 1960, under the Belgian colony, they allowed Congolese government, the newly invested government, to use the four national or indigenous languages, Siluba, Kikongo, Swahili, and Lingala. They taught those languages. Remember, Congo was the unique in that time world literacy, Dutch indigenous languages. But we don't know, maybe it's a problem of complex with our government and to the school leaders, because they don't use those national languages at school to educate young men to develop the country through languages. And some of the scholars reports that they were taught by the Belgian colony, like, when you use those local languages or indigenous languages, we have them for that cannot help you to develop the country. And then the opportunity for French language, it's like settler language to be dominated across the administration, across all domain of the life. For instance, my side, as a news reporter, I'm facing the kind of new challenges when it's come to collect, to gather news on the ground, because Congo is a French-speaking country, and latest statistic reports that like one-third...
John, are you still there?
...population can speak, write. Yeah, and John, it's a real challenge. When you go on the ground, you know, for information, to interview people in local languages, they don't really understand anything. So you have to go to French. But you wanted maybe themselves to speak straight ahead to the local languages when it's come to, because we have the newscast in local languages, the four local languages. But my colleagues, sometimes they're sharing the same issues that they have going through with me, because I work for English desk, but they work for the local languages desk. For that side, when they go, and then you meet people even to the interior of the country speaking French. In the villages, they speak French. And remember, a Francophony report portrayed that Congo out of France is the world speaking country after France, because France is like the root of French language. Can you imagine that? But we have something like 550 ethnics and over more than 200 spoken languages, indigenous languages across the country, but they don't have any impact in a daily life. To apply a job or to work with local languages, you don't have that value. You don't work respect. Even in the parliament, but the constitution that has been unveiled in 2003 by the former president, Joseph Kabila, it's really written that they can use the four local languages when it's come to promote the legal issue or the bill of project in the parliament. But even MP themselves, they don't use local languages, but they are allowed to do that according to the basic law. Maybe... it's really not helping the country to move forward with our own values, with all our culture, and using French according to the populations be like kind of the continuation of the colony or the colonizations.
You know, John, I'm just going to quote you there when you're talking about parliamentary. I think we've had a moment where President Cyril Ramaphosa was addressing the nation as well, and he was speaking in such big words. I mean, it's fair enough that we've got people that understand your basic English. And if you're going to use bigger words and acronyms and, you know, words that are not going to resonate and people won't understand, then
flabbergasted.
You know, you might as well be talking to yourself.
Yeah.
Because we need to try and find, I think the one thing I also like at the moment is that he's trying to incorporate all the different languages here and there every now and again, just to make sure we'll see everyone is on the same scale and the same balance when it comes to understanding what is happening in and around the world. I think we have the privilege of choosing different radio stations when it comes to your preference of whatever it is, whatever language you want to listen to at that time. And that is a privilege that we have. So if you want it in isiZulu, you know you tune into a different radio station. If you want English, you've got a different radio station for that particular time or whatever it is that you want to find out information for. So I think as South Africa, we can definitely resonate with what you are saying. You know, there's different levels to the whole language thing. And to think of what we are not being prepped for going into the big bad world. You know, I moved from KZN where the dominating language was isiZulu. And I come to Johannesburg and it's very difficult, or maybe not as difficult, but it's very rare to find someone who speaks the same Zulu that you speak and understands you fluently at the same point. So you need to, every now and again, try and grasp whatever that person is saying, whether it's Tsonga, Tshivenda, Sotho, Tswana, you know, it's all those things that we failed to learn. And only now when you are growing up do you understand the importance of actually involving yourself and understanding the different languages that we have. I mean, we have 12, maybe 13 at this point, because I remember sign language was also being initiated as an official language in South Africa very late, but I mean, we have it nonetheless.
Yeah.
So to think that out of all 13 languages, you only know two.
Yeah, which is your mother tongue and the second language of the communication language as we use as a business here.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that is not the same experience in my country, because when you go to apply for a job, because the most important is to get a job for the students are completing their studies. But when they go to apply the job, you have the criterion to get a job. You have to be good in French. There is no mention for indigenous or local languages, Lingala, Swahili, Siruba. But you don't have that criterion for like requirement to get a job. But you are applying a job in your own country. Can you understand?
Yeah.
Can you get that? And that is a big problem for the country. But when I try to take back the history of the country in 1960, so Belgian colony or the Belgian government in that time, they allow our governments, because sometimes we say, no, we have the Western are getting involved in our Indian business. But in that time, it's well written in the history of our country, they were allowed already to promote their local language or to teach them at school. But when it's come to get a job, because that is like the stop point of life. When you complete your study, you have to get a job. When you apply for a job, there is no requirement to speak local languages. It's French. And when you go for NGO, international NGO, then you see English and computer science skills. No wage written for French. And I also talked to some lawyers, and those lawyers explained me that what they have experienced in their career, when they assist a client to the court, we should appear to the court, the client maybe he doesn't speak good French. He knows only is a mother tongue that can be Swahili, Kikongo, Siruba, or Lingala. But he should appear to the court and is going through his own local language. But the lawyer should they need to translate that to the prosecutor. But maybe it's not faithful. Can you see that? But is an officially a law to use national or indigenous language, but it's not happening this way. When you talk to me, this is something that I learned from you, that Zulu is getting the same level with English. Is that that? For the administration.
Sorry, there, John. Say that again. We kind of lost you. I think the line is quite bad.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I can hear good. I can hear good here, 100% good. So now it's good, okay, with me?
Yeah, we can clearly hear you now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I said we don't... Okay?
No, I'm saying, can you repeat the question again? Yeah.
No. I didn't repeat the question, but I was saying that, you know, sometimes even lawyers, they complain for the same issue, the necessity of using our indigenous or the national, the full national language to the court. When they have a client, we should appear to the court, and that client doesn't speak French anymore. Mm. He knows only Lingala or Swahili. But the prosecutor should... need a translation of indigenous or the national language version, and it's a problem now for the lawyer sometimes. So it, it's a reality that we're going through for, I mean, over the past decade. But the government maybe should promote, even when it comes to publish the. You don't need like scholastic word, but I don't have a simple word. It's like the bill of law from the parliament, and they should publish that. Sometime the population ask the translations of what has been passed in the parliament, but it's not happened this way. Mm-hmm. It's never happened this way. Yeah, so those are like. The sad part of French French is still taking over the country or taking over the administration and job, justice, and everywhere you go is French. It's French. Even our culture, our movies, you know, when you go to buy some food to the restaurant or supermarket, you have to use French. Mm-hmm. You go to the village where they have to promote our local culture, our local values, but they speak French. They had a little person that speak French. So this is not from my own opinion. You can go back to the latest report of Francophonie. Then you're going to find out that Congo is after French, the world French-speaking country. But it cannot be this way. Normally, what I heard from you is like Zulu get the same STEM standards or same level with other spoken language in South Africa. But if this is your viewpoint, I mean, in my country, we're not sharing the same experience. Everywhere you go is French. It's French. Everything that you needed is French. If you speak local language like Lingala, because it's the most spoken language in our country since the late President Mobutu ruled the country over more than 30 years, more than three decades, it was in power. And then Lingala is mother tongue from Equator province or state, if you want it. But now everywhere you go in the over the 26 provinces of our country, they speak Lingala. But when you need to express yourself in Lingala, you go for business, or you go for, you need to run a business, or you go to the court, to appear to the court, people feel a little ashamed to use local language, even Lingala, Swahili. They want to maybe to wed value or to wed respect from people, to their listeners, when they speak French.
John, I'm just going to hold you there for a minute before we continue with our conversations. But to our listeners, you can also engage with us on 084-078-4912. We want to hear from you. In the meantime, we do have Gift Sikhopula on standby with your news update.
With the news headlines on VFM News this morning, I am Gift Sikhopula. Gauteng's local economy weakens due to the recent unrest, and President Cyril Ramaphosa to provide an oversight in KZN after emergence of violence and lootings. I'll be back with your full news bulletin at the top of the hour.
That lunch show.
It's being about pet names, right?
I have a problem with pet names. Tuli inja iwusibusiso or tuli inja iwuthandeka yabona. We would understand.
So let me explain what pet names essentially are, right? Pet names are nicknames, right? Not pet names like Upobi or Spota. The one we want to know from you is those buttercup, sugar le bang bang, sugar le bang bang, sugar and spice. And the one I absolutely hate is dear. Dear what? Hi, my dear mister. Dear sir.
Yeah, I don't.
Dear HR manager. Dear what?
That Lunch Show every weekdays from 12 to 3 p.m. only on Power FM 88.1. All the hottest jams. This is Power FM 88.1.
It's Folly Ipupa right here on VFM 88.1. It's called Eloko Oya. Bring us to 10:37. It's area code on VFM with Zexual and Pritingwen. And we have John on Africa Hour. Today is the final day for Africa Hour. We've been running it through the week. And today we are doing a double impact. But in this hour, we are in Congo having a chat with Ujohn.
Eloko is Eloko Oyo is in Lingala. This is the language brought by the late President Mobutu from Equator. Is well spoken. Is the mother tongue in Equator. Eloko Oyo in English is like that thing. A little this that thing. The local oil, but you know, with artists, they have their way to express themselves. Behind that, inside the song, is explaining several things, you know, like the value of women's work, because and sometimes it's bringing the value of music in a local,
And earlier on, John, you said you had a chat with the lawyer and you said they are having difficulties when it comes to communicating with clients and they don't understand the national language, which is French.
Yes, of course. I need to come back to what I was saying about the courts, because when lawyers, because some lawyers that I interviewed, they taught me that it's important the prosecutor to communicate straight ahead with the client to the court in their local language. But it's not happening this way when it comes to have a public hearing. The client speaks maybe in Siluba, in Swahili, in Lingala, in Kikongo with the lawyer. But sometimes, you know, when you have a public hearing, there is a time for a lawyer. There is also a time for a client to express himself. But when a client expresses himself, sometime at the court, they have somebody to translate the word from the client. And sometimes they complain that it's not faithful. This is the big issue.
Let's take a listen to the old Bulenge, who is the lawyer that you had a chat with.
Yes. I'm sorry?
That's a good question.
Yeah, go on.
Thank you a lot for my...
Okay, it seems like we're having an issue with the with that voice notes. But we are chatting languages in Congo. And the French language is the common language there. And there's about over about 200 languages spoken in the country, while French is the official language and widely used in education and government. And there are about four national languages, which are Kituba, Kikongo, Lingala, Swahili, and Tiluba. Now, with the difficulties that people are having there, we are curious to find out from the Congolese people that how do they feel about the French being the common language. 0840784912. We also want to know your views, Johannesburg, on this one. And we are available. We are available on Twitter. We are at VowFM.
Full, and I'm going to be full. So I'm going to be full.
11 o'clock. It's Future Majesties and Mbafo featuring Sandy Lebati Uzobuya, and we are back with the Africa Hour in conversations of language, the dominant language in the Democratic Republic of Congo is French. So with us here in South Africa, it's English.
It's English.
And I think I voiced out my opinion by saying that I think we should also be given the privilege of studying our own languages, and even languages that are neighboring to us. You know, moving from KZN to Gauteng to start a new career demands that you know a few languages. And it's quite embarrassing to have two languages.
Out of 13.
Well, it's even worse in Congo, you know.
200. Imagine the difficulty that they are facing.
Yeah.
All right, so we do have some of the voice notes that have come through, and this is what you had to say.
Yeah, French is known to be the official language of the Democratic Republic of Congo. So taking over other languages, it's quite normal, because from home, from wherever we are, okay, people are requested to speak French in the administration, at school, in our different activities. People easily communicate in French, although we have our four national languages that can help. But, you know, even for prestige, people prefer to speak, not English, I wanted to say, but French. But me as an English speaker, I know my wish is for Congo to have English as a second official language. But we know that French is kind of predominant, and this is the official language that we got from the colonizers that we keep using up to now. So there is no issue to discuss about this. We have to accept French because this is the language we use in business in Kinshasa, in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We use it in our administration, we use it in school. Although we have also to know that apart from French, we have to add some English to be internationally accepted.
And speaking of English, I wonder if English is also common like French there, John?
No, Bart. English is has a privilege that some parents are giving to their children. Don't they have some means? You know, when you speak English in my country, seems like you are a very important person.
So, because, John, you are privileged.
So you are privileged.
I'm sorry. I try. You know, I'm from my parents didn't have that opportunity to send me to bilingual schools because they are very, very expensive, I tell you. And those schools, when you can learn both French and English at the same time, so you cannot afford that when you are from a normal family, like a poor family. You cannot afford that. But and when like the NGO from international NGO, PNUD or UN NGOs, they require English and good money, good salary. That's the reason why youth are going to attend English schools to learn English. But at school is like you have mathematics, you have geography, and they also have like the English course, but it's not really deepened as a French because French is coming back to any single languages. But English, when you speak English, is they look at you, oh wow, where is it from? And they should listen to you. And that's why we're really trying to do our best, you know, promoting English through what we're doing, our job. But it's not really common as French. You can go everywhere. You listen to people speaking French, but English is a individual decision or parent. They're giving privilege to their children to attend the bilingual schools.
Now, when you're talking about being privileged and going to these schools, are they also coming at a cost? Is it cost effective for you to go to those schools?
Yeah, when I talked about privilege, meaning that it is first, I don't want to come for economy, how, you know, the society is organized for middle class, poor and rich men in my country. I don't want to come on that.
Yeah,
that's why maybe sometime you heard about privilege, because it's not really given to everybody. You don't have the people you know, teaching for free English in the school of language at the city or township. You don't have that, really. They have to pay something, and several parents cannot pay for their children. And when you speak English, they look at you. Even my company, you know, when they look at you, they say, oh, what is this? What is this? What is it from? Because it's something like you have to be a very important person, or you have to be from, you know, a good family, a well-being, and you have that, you know, the opportunity to have an easy life and something like that. That's why you go for English. And also in some neighborhood, we find out some young guys who's singing like pop music, and they also need English. That is frequently to find out in many neighborhood of Kinshasa. Those young men are singing like American music or South African music because it sung in English, and they have to speak English, maybe to court ladies or to impress people. Mm-hmm. But it's not like for the administration, only with NGO for something like you're coming for job opportunities. NGOs and, you know, foreign companies, sometimes they require English and computer science skills.
Now, John, let's just wrap up some of the voice notes that have come through as well from Congo. And this is what some people have to say when it comes to French being the dominant language in Congo.
French is an obligation in DRC. We live French. Everything we do here in our country is in French. You know, in my office, for example, we can't work in another language. It's only French. We live with a French for centuries. So now,
French is used in the DRC as the official tongue. DRC is the first French-speaking country in the world, as you know. And its importance is everywhere, is as well as a tool of professional work and used everywhere, anywhere. But I'm going to focus specifically on legal field, on law field. As you know, legal field is a very specific, is very technical. In law field, words, terms used there are very, very specific. If you are not specialized in this field, it will be very hard for you to understand the term used by laws. I mean, by laws, I mean different laws of the country. And the terms used by lawyers, it's very hard. Sometimes when somebody appears in court, the lawyer has to translate from his local languages into French. Sometimes it's not easy. But the reason why people who come to courts are allowed to speak language they use easily, because understanding law sometimes is not easy at all. So we hope that our country is going to do its best to make the use of French easier, so that everybody can get a command of that and use that effectively in any fields of activity.
It's a. Are you still there, John?
Yeah. Yep.
It's quite interesting when to hear people's views in Congo when it comes to French language being the national or being the official language, should I say, with the difficulties of other languages as well. For example, if one is fluent in Katuba and there's someone else who is speaking French and now they have to communicate, and then therefore they use English, and some of them don't even understand English, as you mentioned, that English is like a privilege to speak it there.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the big part of the government should promote our local languages, because this is maybe a sample of the entire country. When I go, because Congo has, like I told in the beginning, 26 states, if you mean provinces, the way we call them in French here. And you have something like 450 ethnic tribes and then inside, which are over 200 languages spoken in a country. But it's really a challenge when it's come to go, even for business, buying food, because like 90% of food are coming from villages. But how you can communicate? This is a good question with those indigenous people. When you go to buy food, corn, cassava, and whatever we're using as food in the capital, Kinshasa. Because sometimes you go and it's a misunderstanding between the two people in communication. Because those are from the urban centers. They took French as something to with respect, but it's a serious problem when you go to the interior of the country. English, it's also standing the same way.
You know, John,
with English is
I was going to say, sorry to cut you short. I was going to say, I'm actually just thinking about how we've come from Afrikaans, actually.
Yes.
So we stem from an era of Afrikaans where it was the most dominant language that was spoken, and you know, people were forced to study Afrikaans as a language that needed to be used throughout. So we have since moved from those times to English, and I think maybe just what I'm trying to grasp here as we wrap up the conversation is, what would you like to see come alive after you've had this conversation and you have taken your demands to the department or whoever is that person that is designated for that particular conversation that you guys want to have? What would you like to see after this conversation has unfolded?
Actually, after that conversation, what I would like to see is like the promotion of the four national languages. Why? Because people speak French, they can write French, but they don't understand perfectly French. If I say they understand, it's to grasp the content of what they are saying. And there's a problem when it's come, for instance, the case of appearing to the courts, because you are facing a risk maybe to go to the prison or to be released. But all of that is the language. But in the parliament, I want to give you some references that can help maybe my expectation after that conversation. They should publish all the bill of law in the four national languages. Because of why? In the countryside, in the interior of the country, people should grasp, they should understand 100% of the content of what has been passed in the parliament, because they will first that on their daily life basis. Otherwise, it's a misunderstanding. Speaking French, it's different with when they are understanding things like they use in their maritime. This is really my expectation after that conversation, to promote not only in Congo, even in Ghana, in South Africa, in Mozambique, across Africa, like Arabic country are doing, in Tunisia, Morocco. When you go in those Arabic nations, you find Arabic is like the key language for everything. And students are being abroad with Arabic, and they go to school with Arabic. We should do the same if we really win out a sustainable development for our country.
No, I certainly agree with you. And I mean, these are conversations that we need to start having. But I always say that having conversations is not enough. We need to action out everything that we have conversations about, because we are forever going to the drawing board and drawing a picture, but we're not taking it out there for people to actually purchase or see what we are drawing. So that's the most important thing. Unfortunately, John, time is not on our side. It is time for us to say goodbye to you and make way for the second hour of Africa Hour, where we have Namibia joining us at 11 o'clock.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the team, and thank you to our listeners. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. John, I need you to say goodbye in French. Come on now.
Come on now. Come on with it.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Bonjour. Au revoir.
Radio Days Africa and the Voice of Vits present the African Radio Hour. 60 minutes of continental radio talk, music, insight, and camaraderie. This Radio Days Africa podcast is a recording of a live radio show broadcast on the Voice of Vits during Radio Days Africa 2021. Click to radiodaysafrica.co.za for the full 5-show series and other great content.